Glad to be with you again today. It's refreshing, isn't it, to be able to take 15 minutes out of the afternoon or whenever you may be listening via the podcast to get into the Bible and to reflect together on who God is. I'm glad we have one another. Yesterday, we began a new week together and I gave you a challenge. In the Bible's New Testament, I asked you to read the Gospel according to John chapter 1. Read John chapter 1. This is just 51 verses. That's it. And I believe this is a very simple task that you have the time to do, a text that you will understand when you read it again and again, and that will have something very practical to say to your life this week. So let me repeat this again as a reminder. Read the Gospel according to John chapter 1. That is John chapter 1. It is 51 verses. All I'm asking you to do is read this. And I'm only asking you to read this for 1 week. So if you did not start yesterday, start today. And perhaps today you would read John chapter 1 twice. Start and read this same chapter every day this week. As you read, ask yourself just one simple question. What have I noticed? On God Is, W-E-Z-E, on Facebook, I'll leave this challenge so that you can go there and read it again. God Is, W-E-Z-E, on Facebook, or you can drop me an email and I can send this to you. My email address, which will be repeated at the end, is as follows. mark@markaswallow.com. mark@markaswallow.com. Write to me today. Now, if you were here yesterday, did you take the challenge? I hope so. And this is not some random challenge. There's a reason why I've chosen John 1 for this week, and that will become apparent the further along we go. If you do this, you'll find that my teaching later this week and next, and beyond even, will make greater sense to you. Your understanding of who God is will be enhanced by your daily reading this week in John 1. Now today, I want to take us back to Genesis chapter 1, and I want to talk about the creation of the world, and specifically, I want to show you how God created. So if you have your Bible with you, turn to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. This is Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. This is Genesis 1, 1-5. In weeks past, we've already discussed the meaning of these opening words of the Bible. They are really important and deep in meaning, as we saw. We talked about the phrase, in the beginning, God. Here's part of what I said at that time that applies to our conversation this week. Now we have the first five things God created: heavens, earth, water, darkness, and light. And how do we know God did this? We know because God tells us that he did. Later in the Bible, we meet a Hebrew man named Moses. Moses wrote the book of Genesis as well as other Old Testament books. But Moses wasn't there at the beginning. So how did he know what to write? Here's how. God told him. As we'll see in the life of Moses, there was a period of 40 years when God took him out into a wilderness place called Midian. And I believe it was during those years when God told Moses what was happening in the beginning, when God dictated to Moses how he created. Hence, Moses was able to write, "In the beginning, God created." How do we know about God and about the beginning? The answer is that God tells us. And how did God tell us? He chose Moses to write it down for us, and what God said and what Moses wrote is what we are reading today. Now this week, I want to focus on how God created, and for this, let's explore all of Genesis chapter 1. When we read the entire chapter, we quickly notice that God created the universe and everything and everyone in it by using his words. God speaks. God uses his words to create. The best way for us to remember this is for me to say that God speaks into nothing and creates everything and everyone. God speaks into nothing and creates everything and everyone. Look at the Bible with me. We've already read this in verse 3, then God said. And then in verses 6, 9, 14, verses 20, 22, 24, 26, and verses 28 and 29, Genesis chapter 1 tells us that God said. In fact, as Genesis 1 describes the creation of the world and everything and everyone in it, whatever or whoever is created is always preceded by the phrase, God said. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God said, let there be light. Genesis 1, 6, God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters. Genesis 1, 9, God said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. Genesis 1, 14, God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens. Genesis 1, 20, God said, let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures. Genesis 1, 22, God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. Genesis 1, 24, God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind. Genesis 1, 26, God said, let us make man in our image. Genesis 1, 28, God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Genesis 1, 29, God said, behold, I give you every plant. My friends, don't you see it? God speaks into nothing and creates everything and everyone. There was nothing there at the beginning. Verse 2 is clear. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Void in verse 2 means emptiness. There was nothing to it. And then there was. Suddenly, everything and everyone God created. There was emptiness, and then God made it full. Verse 1 tells us that God is the creator. Genesis 1:1, God created. God speaks into nothing and creates everything and everyone. And this is just the first chapter of the Bible, and already God is using his words. And the fact that God speaks to me is easily missed if you do not read the passage carefully. We can take for granted that God said if we do not take time to think about how incredible it is that God simply says what he wants or who he wants, and it appears. The first man and the first woman appear. In a sense, we can say that God created words before he created anything. God created words before he created anything because God said, and then the creation follows. The fact that the God of the universe speaks is fascinating to me. God, being all-powerful and all-wise, God who can do anything, chose his words to create everything and everyone out of nothing. And what you will find as you read the scripture from front to back is that God is constantly communicating by his words. God talks. And God, as it turns out, has a lot to say to each and every one of us. People who are skeptical of God, people who do not accept the God of Genesis 1, even believers in God who have somehow lost their way, will often say that God doesn't speak to them, or God has gone silent. Perhaps a person has even cried out to God in some form of prayer and has felt genuinely, deeply, that God has not responded. But the testimony of Genesis says something very different, doesn't it? God is not silent. God speaks. God uses his words. Ah, yes, but you might think, I want God to use his words to speak to me now. I want God to use his audible voice to formulate a response to me today in the context of my life in New England. Some might even have the pride to challenge God. If you really do exist, prove it. Come on, God, speak. Well, God has spoken, and everything he wants to say to you this very day, he has already said. It's here in the Bible. God speaks. God uses words, and those words are written down for you. Those words are in your native language. You can understand these words. If you cannot read, you can listen to these words being read to you through the internet and on multiple good free Bible apps available today. If you are blind, Braille Bibles are available to you. Just go to braillebibles.org. braillebibles.org. I think it was Justin Peters who has said, if you want to hear God speak, read the Bible. If you want to hear him speak audibly, read the Bible out loud. If you want to hear God speak, read the Bible. If you want to hear God speak audibly, read the Bible out loud. It's true. I like that. It's fascinating that God chose to use his words to create everything and everyone out of nothing. Think about this with me today. God uses his words. He could have used anything, but he chose to speak. And when you come back tomorrow, we're going to return to Genesis 1, and I will show you some implications for our lives based on how God created in Genesis 1. Then we'll keep on moving forward. We'll just keep on keeping on in the Word of God. The Word of God. So please invite a friend and join us tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. on this fine station as together we continue to explore who God is.